here. Bankers, lawyers, garbage men out here are hunting mothers. Hunting is a manly thing girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. Most people we lie a lot and drink a lot of beer. We help, we steam, we bond, we drink, and always get our beer.
Welcome back, everyone, on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is our Deer Season Show. Hey, we're already into our second hour. Segment 5. Hope you enjoyed that little deer camp song we came back with. And the reason we're talking about deer, it's deer season. It's deer season all over the world. We're celebrating. And nothing better than having my good friend Frank Wagner on from Swartz Taxidermy to talk a little bit about how to take care of your deer that you get during our deer season. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ray.
I was looking forward to having you in the studio to have a little breakfast and visit for a couple hours, but I understand it's deer season. You got to hunt, and you got a lot of work going on, so you're busy. So we did the next best thing. We got you on the line.
Yeah, I would love to be in studio with you as always, but I have to be in a tree if it's a weekend. So.
Of course. I understand. All the work coming up with all the deer season, you're going to be a busy, busy boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
I already am. Yep.
What does a hunter need to know to take care of his trophy? He shoots a nice buck out there during the rifle season, but he wants to get it mounted. Give him a couple good tips on how to take care of that and bring it to
no
you
problem.
Ready to go.
The very best thing to do is try and keep it as cold as possible or frozen. Try and keep it dry. If you're going to drag it or something, try not to drag it over rocks and stuff like that. Try and keep the shoulder off the ground while you're dragging. I say use a tarp or something. That's a lot slicker and easier to drag that way. If you are going to put your trophy on a four-wheeler, I've seen this happen before where people will tie it on there and the head will lay over the back, and when they get back to camp or whatever, the muffler burnt the face off. So.
Wow.
Be careful for that. But,
yeah.
Just try, if you're field dressing, try not to make your cut any further up than like the sternum area, top of the rib cage. And then if you take it in the barn or somewhere and you're going to hang it for a couple days, hang it from the back feet or the back legs and hoist it up.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do, which I see wrong all the time, is people... You know, these deer seasons now aren't as cold as they used to be, and people will hang them up and they'll run to the gas station and buy a bag of ice. Well, the ice that we get nowadays is junk. I mean, it's hollow little tubes, and it starts melting as soon as you walk out the door and pay for it. So what I would like to see people think ahead a little bit, be optimistic, and before season, freeze 2 or 3 gallon milk jugs. And for one, you can put a couple of those gallon milk jugs in the cavity of the carcass, and the big chunk of ice like that will keep it cold a lot longer than little cubes will. Plus, once it thaws out all the way, you got a jug of water. You don't have a big mess on your hand, because a lot of times these ice cubes, they melt and they go way down in the blood vessels and swell the head up like a waterbed, and that water will start the bacteria process. And
wow.
Not good. So
yeah.
Keep it cold.
A lot more involved than some people think about, but it's pretty simple and it's common sense.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of things over the years, like the old ritual that you gotta cut the throat.
Right,
that's the last thing you want to see, right?
Yeah, luckily in the last 20 years, I haven't seen a whole lot of that, but years and years ago, oh my God, every other deer would be, the neck would be split up the front so they could get that opened up, and the, what is that?
Jugular?
Yeah, the jugular out of there and stuff.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's a big mess and then a whole lot more sewing, so.
Way too much work.
Yeah, so. Well, no, everything, just try and keep everything as cold or frozen as you can. I mean, treat any trophy, whether it's fish, ducks, birds, turkeys, deer, cold like you'd keep your best steak that you would want to eat. I mean, you wouldn't let your steak sit out in the back of your truck for 3 days in 70-degree weather and expect it to taste good. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, look, let me ask you another question. What if a person someplace is going to kill a deer, but they're not going to have the opportunity to get it to you real soon, and they need to freeze it so it stays? Can they freeze their deer head in their hide and then bring it to you later?
Yeah, that's exactly what is the best thing. I mean, put it in a trash bag, seal the air out like you're trying to keep a loaf of bread from drying out, and put it in the freezer. And if you bag it up good enough with a real good bag, I mean, it'll last 8-10 months like that in the freezer until your wife yells at you to get it out of there. So
imagine there's quite a bit of that goes on too.
Oh, I get deer till June.
I'm wow.
Like, oh, you're kidding me. I'm already mounting deer, and it takes a lot to stop doing that and skin a deer. And it's like, yeah, my wife made me get it out of the freezer. So that happens all the time. So
yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Any other types of tips or anything you could give our listeners for taking care of the deer for you?
Oh, just not really. I mean, honestly, just keep it cold, because a lot of
keep
times, like we get these warm, you know, days and stuff during deer season nowadays, and you know, we'll get a deer in and they're ripe. I mean, they're ready.
Yow.
They're starting to slip, and
nah.
They bring it in when it's too smelly for them to keep in the truck any longer.
So they bring it to you, they bring it to Frank. Great.
Yeah.
So Schwartz Taxidermist, the oldest taxidermist in the United States, my understanding, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And how long you been there, Frank?
37 years.
Yeah, and you've taken over. It's your business, right? I mean, you've taken over the business.
I bought it and let's see, 12, 13 years ago now. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, how can people?
Great website too. If anybody wants to look it up.
That was my next question. Give us your website.
It's www.schwartzstudiotaxidermy.com.
They can go there. They can contact you there as well, or they can contact me to get a hold of you. Of course, I direct people to you. They ask me where they want to get their deer head mounted, and I say if it's not smelling, you haven't cut the throat, take it to Frank.
There you go.
Perfect, huh? Hey, I need to get you back in the studio sometime.
I enjoy
visiting with you in there.
The world to you, and you've taught me a lot about turkey hunting, and I've gone to see your seminars since I was a kid. So
awesome! All right, my friend.
And I enjoy the show every week too. So
thank you. Well, have a good deer season. Have a good hunt.
Ray.
And thanks for coming on the show, my friend. And we'll be talking real soon. Okay.
Get these kids involved. Thank you very much.
All right. See you, Frank.
Thank you, Ray.
That's all, folks. Brought to you by the Conservation Federation of Missouri, the voice of Missouri's outdoors. Just go to confedmo.org, confedmo.org. You're listening to 1380 AM, talkstl.com, live, mobile, on demand, in the Midwest Outdoors Studios. We need to take a break. We need to pay some bills. So we'll see you all on the other side. Bad. Bad. Bad.